This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. I'm not in a big hurry to get home tonight. Got a text from the wife that the youngest has strep throat, and I'm not sure. Chris, strep throat is contagious, right? Would you look that up, please? Don't you know doctors? You have to know doctors. You of all people. Anyway, so this hour we're going to be talking about illegal immigration. We're going to get into some of this DEI wild stuff happening in California, how the government corruption thing works when it comes to big bills, courtesy of the Biden administration. It's highly contagious, Chris? No. Well, I don't understand. Explain this to me. We'll get to the illegals in a second. Why? I mean, he's not going to die. Why do I have to take care of him at all? Me or the wife? I don't understand why we can't just leave him in the house by himself. We'll check into a hotel until he's better, and then we'll come back home. That way we don't have to get sick. Why should everyone get sick just for my son? That sounds ridiculous. Anyway, I've got that to go home to tonight. Let's talk about something we've been discussing on the show. Who is that guy? Actually, I don't know. I might need another set of ears for this one or another couple minds. Hey, Chris, Michael, who's that guy? I can't think of his name. Who's the guy who's been talking about these evil countries and how they'll empty out their prisons so they don't have to deal with their prisoners or the violent crime or pay for them? Now that we've opened up our border, they'll empty their prisons and they'll bring entire criminal networks here. Who's that guy, Chris? Who's that guy? No, it's not Michael Berry. Chris, you dirty liar. Although it probably is my mentor, Michael Berry. It's me. Well, looks like I nailed that one. There's an article today out of Bloomberg. And this is the headline of the article. I love this one. Venezuela's violent deaths fall to a 22-year low on migration. Wait, what? And so you dig into it. Here's what the Venezuelan government has done, because they understand full well the American government is full of people who hate America and hate you and don't care if you're murdered and raped. Directly from the article, Venezuela's rate of violent deaths has dropped to its lowest level in more than two decades following years of massive migration as both criminals and victims fled the nation's economic crisis. They can put it that way all they want. Venezuela emptied the jails onto the streets of the United States of America. You see, listen, we've talked about the different phases of communist takeovers many, many times before. Let's understand that we have one of these dictatorships right there in Venezuela, and we see what's happened. There was all this back and forth. Should we go socialist? Should we not? And the Venezuelan people chose for themselves a socialist government. And Venezuela, remember, they sit on the largest oil reserves on planet Earth. We're not talking Saudi Arabia, Venezuela. Venezuela sits on a mountain of liquid gold. The streets should be paved with gold. When you sit on the product that powers the planet, your nation should be ridiculously wealthy. But they chose for themselves a socialist government. And that, of course, quickly turned into a communist dictatorship there. And during the revolutionary phase, when the communists were busy taking over everything, they would, of course, encourage local criminality. And since that point, now that they've completed their revolution, they have either co-opted the local criminals and they use them as a de facto security force, or they send them here to the United States of America, because our government is occupied full. Our immigration system, every part of our government is full of people like Katie Porker, a little smaller, but full of people just like this.
Well, I think when a horrible tragedy like this happens, I think whenever we're dealing with violent crime, there is a sense of outrage, of sadness, and of loss. But I think the important thing to focus on is any one instance shouldn't shape our overall immigration policy.
Yeah. The United States government is full of people intentionally flooding the country with illegals. And now we are where we are, right? Let's get to some emails. Gosh, that's friggin' sad. Don't think for a second. Look, this is one article proving my point, something I've been warning about. Don't think that this is isolated to Venezuela. Remember, one of the things we've been hearing over and over and over again, especially over the last few years, is how universal the illegal immigration is on our border. And when I say universal, I mean they're coming from everywhere. They're coming from the stands, the Uzbekistans and things like that. They're coming from Africa. They're coming from Haiti, South America, Mexico, China, all over the planet. Don't think for a single second Venezuela's the only country out there unloading its undesirables on America. The United States of America has done this to itself before, and we have suffered mightily, mightily because of it. Remember when Castro did this? Older folks will really remember that. Younger people who read will know about this. Castro did the exact same thing. Had his dirty little communist revolution down there in Cuba. Had all these prisoners piled up because that's what communists do. They arrest everybody after the revolution's done. So they not only had their political opponents, they had rapists, murderers, drug dealers, all these people in prison. Castro threw them all on a boat and sent them to America. America took them all in, just being super nice, guys. We'll take them all in here. Americans died in droves because of that decision. In droves. From the murders, from the drugs. This is what happens. And one more word on illegal immigration as long as I'm here. Chris has a clip out of Denver. Denver has announced, they're getting up there announcing today, this is a little long, that because of all the illegals, they're not going to cut any services per se, but Denver's not going to have any more lifeguards and coaches. And well, here they are.
Denver does not want headlines that it's laying off employees in order to pay for the migrant crisis. But the city is telling hourly employees that they may have their hours reduced to zero. Just don't call them layoffs. Here's Mark Salinger.
When we got a tip that employees at this rec center were being told they no longer had jobs, we asked the city if there were new layoffs that hadn't been announced yet. Can you confirm if this is accurate? I asked the mayor's office and Parks and Rec Department. Their answer was meant to assure us that we were wrong. No layoffs, they said. However, some employees may have their hours reduced to the point where they may not receive any hours. They're not calling it layoffs, but it definitely sounds like some people may not have jobs anymore.
These direct impacts today on DMV do not involve layoffs, nor do Parks and Rec involve layoffs of our current employees. We will have folks that are hourly workers that will have fewer hours.
When Mayor Mike Johnston announced earlier this month that the city would cut budgets, he warned hourly employees would lose some work. Now we know they could lose all their work.
I don't want to hide the fact that this matters a lot to those people that are on the front lines.
The Parks and Rec Department tells us everyone from front desk workers to coaches to lifeguards are considered on-call employees that could be impacted by these cuts. The department has been told to cut $4.3 million to help the city pay for the migrant crisis.
I hope they're all Democrats. I know that makes me sound like a mean, vindictive person, but I'm really not. I'm not mean. I'm not vindictive. If you're a lifeguard, if you're a coach, if you're a front desk employee in Denver and you vote Democrat, I want you to understand something. I think it's hilarious that you just lost your job and you deserve to lose your job. You, because you vote Democrat, like a dirty little communist lemming, every single time you are destroying not just your city, you are destroying the United States of America. And I think it's hilarious that you're suffering. I just hope that you understand that you're suffering because of you. Now, if you don't vote Democrat, I feel really bad for you. That really freaking sucks. And I feel really bad for the city of Denver. People who see Denver now full of homeless people and the whole place smells like weed, they do not realize what a sick city Denver has been for most of my life. I had wanted to move to Denver most of my life. I adore Denver. People don't realize how good the weather is. They picture Denver and they think, wow, it's probably 40 below. The weather's actually not bad, especially for a Rocky Mountain city. crazy cool city. Spent so much time there. And in about the, I'd say the last 10 years or so, maybe a little longer, the communists have taken that place over and they've just carpet bombed it. And so if you're in Denver and you vote Democrat, you don't deserve a lifeguard. If you vote Democrat, you don't deserve a job. If you vote Democrat in the city of Denver, you deserve to step over heroin needles on the way to work. In fact, I think it's hilarious that you do. Your suffering because of your stupidity brings joy to my face. And it brings joy to my face because I hope you will hopefully learn one day. I hope you go home tonight. I hope tonight you go home and look in the mirror and say, this is my fault. Because it is. You Denver Democrats, you voted for this. You Denver Republicans, well, I'm sorry. It sucks. I'm sorry. I love Denver. It sucks. But that is what it is. All right, some emails. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We're still on the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and it's only Tuesday. Remember, you can email me and should. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to get to some emails now before we get to how they hand out our money all the daggone time, courtesy of the Biden administration. Jesse, actually, he says, Mr. Kelly, broadcaster extraordinaire. My sister belongs to a Baptist church in the local Boston suburb. Church's pastor is retiring. They put together a committee to find a new pastor. She took a copy of the job description for the new pastor. The last item said, not to conflate the Christian faith with a political party. Sounds like one of those, they want one of those passive young guys with skinny jeans. His name is Bob. Well, listen, would the communist ever say that? Does the communist believe in separation of church and state? No, it's only the right that got suckered into accepting that ridiculous notion that isn't even in the Constitution at all. These communists go politic from the pulpit every single chance they get. And let's just go ahead and knock something out right now. We've talked about it before, but we have to destroy myths that exist, do we not? I believe in things that are myths. I do. So do you. We all have certain things we like to believe are true, but they're probably not. Here's a myth that we've always believed, that things can be neutral politically. We believe this about our schools forever. Many people on the right still do. When you look at all the craziness, all the sick crap they're doing in schools, all the endless activism and all that stuff, you'll get people on the right who will say, well, why can't they just be non-political? I don't want our schools to be political. We can't teach politics in school. There will be politics in your child's school. Your child is taught by flesh and blood human beings, teachers, administrators, school board members, and they are human beings with bias. We all have bias. You should never long for a, quote, neutral education for your child because a neutral education is not possible. In fact, if you think your child is getting a neutral education, your child's probably getting a left-wing education. You should hope your child gets a patriotic education, one that not only teaches reading and writing and things like that, one that teaches love of country, American history in a positive light. That's what you should hope for your child. We think the same thing about churches as well. I just want them to be neutral. Well, again, remember, this goes back to that word politics and political. We call ourselves political. I call myself political. I'm a political person. You're a political person. But we're really not political. That misses the mark. In my opinion, we have both, you and I, been using the wrong language. We're not talking about politics. We're talking about power. Power. In a society, some will have it and some will not. Those who possess the power will have a great deal of influence on the direction that society goes. Therefore, it's important either you or people who agree with you take power. We're not political people. We're people who understand power and the fact that power matters a lot. You can't have a non-political church because one side of the aisle has completely embraced murder. Period. Point blank. End of story. There is no way to have a non-political church. And I will tell you, I'm probably half calling out my own right now. If your church is non-political completely, you never hear anything political from the pulpit, your church probably sucks. Your pastor's probably soft. He's not ready. Probably one of these guys that thinks he's above it all because he doesn't watch the news. No, I don't have any idea what's going on in the world or society. Are they harming kids? Anyway, here's another Bible verse. No, we need you to be a leader, sir. Yes, biblically, of course. But we need you to be a cultural leader, helping the flock go where it should go. If you don't know if your church is political or not, it is. And it ain't the way you want it to be. The communists in this country are dying for a non-political church that just wants to turn the other
cheek. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of confusion. Now you don't need to add the politics to add fear, confusion, and perhaps prosecution to that mix for someone who simply wants to have a family. But that's where we are.
That's Secretary Becerra talking lovingly once again about abortion, about snuffing out human life. There's no such thing as a non-political church. And if your church is advertising itself that way, it's because your church understands that. Your church understands that one side is completely evil. And that's not a defense of Republicans or Republicanism at all, because they're awful too. But communism is of the devil. It is. I can't wait to ask God that one day. I really, truly believe it is directly from Satan himself. That's how anti-human and evil it is. That's how much misery and death it is spread. It's evil. Look what they're doing to our children. Do I need to play you again that Indiana couple who had their son taken away from them by the state so the state could turn their little boy into a girl? Do I need to play for you the mother talking about how she just misses hearing her son laugh? There's no such thing as a non-political church now. Either you're in the game or you're useless, period. All right. Let's talk about the Department of Energy and what they do with our money in this country. Before we do that, let's do this. Let's make sure we are being as active as we want our churches to be when it comes to putting our money where our morals are. I talk all the time about private businesses. Now that businesses have chosen to engage, oftentimes against us in the political realm, in the power realm, we have to fight back. How do we do that? We simply do it with our money. Take your money away from these soulless corporations who hate you and give the money to the corporations who love you. And thankfully, especially over the last few years, we have many of those now. We have options now where we never had them before. You don't have to send your money to Verizon every month or AT&T or T-Mobile. They hate you. Please don't send your money to them. Switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. You're on the same great 5G network. You're not sacrificing service. Pure Talk's CEO is a veteran. They love this country. They love America so much, they hire Americans who speak English. And you'll save money? Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than the championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. That's
There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We are going to get back to some more emails here in a minute. I just wanted to go over again because we talk a lot about where does the money go? What do they spend all the money on? They pass these huge, gigantic bills in Congress, and where does the money go? What do they do with it? Well, here's a great example. Actually, thank you, Biden administration, for once again proving what happens. Remember the infrastructure law? They, of course, call it a bipartisan infrastructure law because, once again, all the low-T GOP types joined with the Democrats to pass some gigantic law we can't afford. And what was it? Well, it was just a big handout to Democrats. That's all it was. It was a big handout to all their friends. In what way, though? How do you explain that? Well, after a law passes, you always have to wait a little bit until they can allocate the funds to the various departments who get to spend the money, and then you get to actually see where your money gets spent. And so here's an update on that big, remember the infrastructure law? We're going to rebuild roads and bridges. That's what they always sell the infrastructure laws as that. Don't you deserve a new bridge? That's how they're always selling it. Headline, Biden administration announces $366 million for rural renewable energy projects. That's how Washington, D.C. corruption works. If you're a Democrat in this country, you receive gigantic campaign donations from the various solar companies and all the other green, quote, green energy offshoot crap, climate commie crap that they put out there. You receive large campaign donations from this industry. In return, here's what you will do. You will pass huge laws through Congress. You will get gobs and gobs of money. Billions and billions and billions of billions of billions of dollars. Dollars you're stealing from the American taxpayer. You will take that money and turn around and hand it right back to your gigantic climate commie friends. And they get rich and you get rich and everyone gets rich and stays in power except for you, the American taxpayer. You, the American taxpayer, you can't afford eggs. You can't afford beef. You're sitting there living on Social Security, barely making ends meet at this point in time. Me, in the meantime, the people in the system are living high on the hog as they loot the treasury of this nation together. They're in one, as that great George Carlin line, it's one big club and you ain't in it. And this is how it works in this country. The naked, brazen corruption now. The fleecing of normal people in this country makes me so freaking aggravated. And the fact that Republican leadership help these demons do it all the time makes me insane. Insane. And back to something we talked about a lot. Red state Republicans must be removed. And I'm not just talking about United States senators, mind you. You have, if you're in a red state, you have losers in your state legislature. Losers who can be defeated in a primary if good people care to get off the couch and run for office and put yourself out there and work hard. I'm going to play for you something right now. I want you to listen to this gentleman. Just listen to what he says. And then when he's done speaking, I'll tell you who he is.
Need to take a step back from this constitutional argument because that decision has already been made. The right to bear arms can be modified and has been modified in public places and in certain locations. And so this is not a battle about enforcing a mandatory constitutional right. That's I would suggest that that's a misnomer. We should let the local folks control what they believe and follow the law the way it's been interpreted and not your interpretation of it just because you want to carry guns everywhere.
What are you, one of these barbarians who wants to carry guns everywhere? You think the Constitution guarantees the right to carry arms? Get serious. We've edited this thing all over the place. Who is that guy? He's in the Wyoming state legislature. He's not some Republican hanging on by the skin of his teeth in some blue state where he barely got voted into office. Wyoming's state legislature should be so right-wing, the elected officials there should frighten me. You should have me looking at the Wyoming state legislature saying, gosh, guys, can you tone down the anti-communism? Maybe that's taking it a little too far. Instead, Wyoming sounds like this.
I think we need to take a step back from this constitutional argument because that decision has already been made. The right to bear arms can be modified and has been modified in public places and in certain locations. And so this is not a battle about enforcing a mandatory constitutional right.
Wyoming. Now you understand when I talk about us having a people problem. We don't have a politician problem. We have a people problem. How is it that the people of Wyoming have allowed this to happen in their state legislature? Well, let me tell you how. Because that's not the values of Wyoming. At all. I know. I've spent a lot of time. Antelope hunting, Yellowstone National Park. I spent a lot of time in Wyoming. I know. You know why these people are there? Because the good people are unaware. The good people don't want to run for office. The good people don't want to get involved. The good people go out and vote for the same state House member or state Senate member they always have. And now our reddest states are occupied territory by low-T GOPers. I don't even think chalk can save the GOP, but it can probably save you. It'll help, right? What we need them to be on chalk and you to be on chalk. Maybe they'll find some guts, and maybe you'll find the energy to run for office. Gentlemen, are you down? You down a lot? Low energy? A lot? Your brain foggier than it used to be? It's because your T levels are down, fellas. And this is not just something 60-year-olds go through now. 20-year-olds go through this in America because of all the estrogens we drink now in this society. We have to fight back against that. We can't just accept it, shrug our shoulders, and be team man boobs. That's not going to work. We have got to be high-T fighters. Chalk.com is your one-stop shop for all natural herbal supplements. Whatever you're trying to improve upon can be found at chalk.com. Right now, for what is the date today? It is the 27th. You have 2 days left for this February sale. The February sale is a huge discount for the lifetime of any subscription, only for my listeners. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right. Let's get to a couple more emails here. Jesse, would you support a Trump RFK ticket? Also, I think you need to eat some more crayons. You've been ignoring the fart machine as of late. Let it rip. Yeah, I'd be fine with a Trump RFK ticket. I'd be fine with it. I have a lot of concerns about RFK. A lot of concerns about a lifelong Democrat who's been a lifelong gun grabber and things like that. That said, total fairness, RFK has said a lot of things I like. He's said a lot of things I like. He's really, really good on this pharmaceutical stuff, dealing with America's pharmaceutical system and whatnot. If it was a Trump RFK ticket, I'd be fine with it. It's not going to be that, though. Remember something. I want to remind everyone of something because we can get too caught up in conspiracy stuff in the weeds and we can miss a few things. There are sore loser laws. They're called sore loser laws in many states. Not every state, but enough to make a difference. What kind of a difference? You don't get to lose your party's nomination or whatever and then turn around and run in a different way. I've heard this a lot about Nikki Haley recently. Nikki Haley's going to, she's going to drop out and run as an independent. No, she's not. She's not. Now, I'm not saying she wouldn't want to. She's not allowed to. The sore loser laws keep someone from Nikki Haley from losing every state and then dropping out after Super Tuesday and running as some kind of an independent. She wouldn't be able to get herself on the ballot. It will not happen. It will not happen. With the exception of the Democrat field, you are watching the other parts of the field shape up. Donald Trump is the Republican nominee, or is going to be, obviously. RFK is going to run as an independent. Those two things are not going to change. The only thing that's even a little bit up in the air is who the Democrat nominee is going to be, because they have these wonky rules that essentially allow Joe Biden to hand it to someone else at the convention. Is that something that's going to happen? I don't know. I've been predicting it for a while. Who knows? But that's really the only wild card in this whole thing, is who the Democrat nominee is going to be. All right. One more segment. Headlines I didn't get to and more. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, and we will be back here tomorrow to do it again, and then the next day again, and then the next day again, and then the next day's Saturday, so we're not going to be here, but either way, we're going to be back a lot this week, and you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you miss any part of the show, download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Again, these street communists. Why do they do what they do? Because the elite communists not only encourage them to do so with their speech, they give them the protection of the law. I want to make sure I circle back on that before the show is over to understand that that's part of the relationship between the streets and the elites. The elites understand that the streets are going to kill and maim for them, and they must provide them legal protection. Think about this. Just really, I want you to sit and think about this for a moment. Think about the radical, violent, destructive, left-wing street activism you've seen in your lifetime. We don't even have to talk about the St. George Floyd stuff. Let's cross that out. Go before that. Think about the course of your life and how much left-wing commie street garbage you've seen take place that should be cracked down upon immediately. But it wasn't. Why? Well, here's the Attorney General of the United States of America.
Those who are attacking the pregnancy resources centers, which is a horrid thing to do, are doing this at night in the dark.
Why couldn't you catch those guys who are firebombing the pregnancy centers? Oh, gosh, you know, that's a terrible thing to do. Like, hey, we'd love to crack down, but it's so dark. When these people commit crimes in the dark, we can't see. And so everyone knows crimes committed in the dark are crimes you can't be prosecuted for. So I'll tell you guys, we tried. We just can't find it. Well, we all know what's going on there. He's letting them know. Just, hey, put on a mask. Don't make it too obvious. Make sure you attack at night. And you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Sandwiched. The elites in the streets. And then there's us in the middle. I wanted to do this really quickly, again, just because it proves a point I've made many times before. Before we get to a couple more emails and headlines. Remember, I've said many times, the reason most people run for office, most people, not all, but most people, especially Congress, Senate, things like that, is they want access to the things rich people have, without having to actually accomplish anything. I have spent time before, especially in recent years, with various senators or congressmen at maybe an event here or a get out the vote event there or something along those lines. And it's amazing, especially with, you know, senators and these high ranking congressmen. It's amazing how often they got to the event on a private jet. Private jet travel, that's like the ultimate rich guy thing. That's the thing me, Chris, and Michael, we joke about. Hey, one day we'll get a private jet, right? I mean, that's the kind of thing you joke about. That's only the mega rich. Well, it's amazing how many congressmen and senators have been on private jets and take them to events. And these events, many of these events, It's not just a private jet where how many of them got there. We're staying at some of the most luxury resorts you can possibly find. What? I remember looking around thinking, why are we here? Like, what's the point of being here? Well, that's where the senator wanted to stay. The senator who makes 160 grand a year is staying here? And he's paying for my room too? How's that work? It's because these people get access to the things rich people have without actually having to accomplish anything. Eric Swalwell, that congressman from California who farted on camera, he's in a little bit of hot water because he spent campaign money at the Super Bowl. He dropped 50 grand on NFL event tickets, private jet travel, the works. Eric Swalwell is a lifelong weapons-grade loser without any brains or personality. Eric Swalwell had zero chance to ever sit in a luxury box at an NFL game or fly in a private jet. His only chance to ever get that done is to get elected. That way he can do all those things in a roundabout way with your money. And that's exactly what he's done. Remember that. That's why these people run for office. Now, let's talk about you and your money. Let's talk about saving money. Let's talk about sheets. We always talk about pillows, talk about mattresses, but it's the sheets that touch the most of your skin. The sheets determine a lot of how well you'll sleep that night. You've heard of Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow, right? These things are unbelievable, and for a limited time, and I can't stress that enough, a limited time, you can get a queen-size set of Giza Dream Sheets for $59.98. King-size set is just 10 bucks more. Remember, everything's on sale right now, though. There's 60% off the My Slippers. I might want to point that out. My Slippers are unbelievable. You're looking for the ultimate indoor, outdoor, wear around the house, shoot. My Slippers, 60% off. Anyway, all this is at MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. All right? Or you can call them 800-845-0544. Take care of how you sleep and take care of your feet. And both of those things are on sale right now. So go get some, all right? Take advantage of these sales before they pass. All right, it's headline.
And now...
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
California requires pharmacists to undergo DEI training, bashing straight white Christian males for licensing renewal. I once again want to remind you to get out of your blue state before the music stops. The horrors coming for these blue states are beyond what you or I can imagine. Chicago Education Board votes unanimously to remove cops from schools. Let me once again state for the record. Get out of your blue state now. Republicans would crush the IRS by forcing its workers back into office. Why do Democrats always make Republicans sound cooler than they really are? Kellogg's CEO says Americans facing inflation should eat cereal for dinner. He got mixed reactions. So the CEO of a company said that people should use more of his products to make their lives better. One, since when is that controversial? Two, that's what pharmaceutical reps have been doing for years. Biden's staffer, who mishandled China and Iran's secrets, retains high-security Pentagon job. This is yet another example of why so many of the guys, the best guys in the military, are getting out. There's no accountability at the highest levels. If any private PFC sergeant did that, they would be waiting a court-martial as we speak. Instead, it's done at the highest level, so these people get away with everything. State universities are teaching students to blow up oil pipelines, records show. That's according to Daily Wire. Just a reminder that Aiden, Jaden, and Braden are not going off to college to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic. They're going off to college to learn how to hate you and your country and themselves. All right? All right. I got to go home and deal with a boy and his strep throat. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.